actively welcome other people who are coming, be a part of the hospitality that helps build on the relationships that we've been developing with other organizations and churches in the community. Jesus said, when two or three are gathered here in my name, I am there in the midst of them. We believe that it is the way that Christ comes to us, not only in personal terms and deep within our souls, but in the places where we gather and learn about his leading and direction for our life and ministry. Tuesday, December 6th, 7 o'clock, here. Thanks.
Thanks, Mary.
Make sure I don't take
those are mine. Are there other announcements this morning? Joe.
I'm just going to make this real quick because highlighted on the bottom back of your bulletin is something about supporting our schools. And I realized last week that some of you might not know what box tops are, so I just wanted to do a little show and tell. Box tops are the little squares that you find on some of your groceries. They're worth 10 cents. So every box top that you clip or rip off of, you know, one of your boxes and bring in will benefit the local schools. And the schools that we're going to be supporting are Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary and Nathan Bishop Middle School. They both participate in box tops. I also put the information in the bulletin about how you can register your Stop and Shop card to support Hope High School and Nathan Bishop. They participate in that program. And one other thing is the Eastside Marketplace. If you buy your groceries there, the elementary school and the middle school both collect the receipts. So there's a place out in the Hope Room on the bulletin board where you can put your receipt. Or there will be. Okay. There will be next week a place to put your Eastside Marketplace receipts and a place to put your box tops. And for the Stop and Shop, you just have to go online, punch in the number underneath the barcode on your card, and that will automatically benefit the schools when you make purchases there. So as you're feeding your bellies, you can help the schools as well. Completely unrelated, if you ordered nuts or candies from my Girl Scout, she has your delivery today.
See Joe for all of your grocery needs. Thanks. Other announcements? I'd like to invite forward the Adjumong family at this time. The Introit. I will.
The people who walked into the darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light have shined. We join the sisters and brothers around the world lighting candles to make our mark in this Advent journey. Today, we light the candle of hope. Even though the world seems dark and cold, we know that the light of Christ is coming. The face of our Lord will shine and we shall be saved. Testifying against all suffering and darkness, we kindle this light. Together we proclaim to the world that in Christ we have hope. Come, let us worship God together.
While we claim to celebrate Thanksgiving and the beginning of Advent, the way we live more often proclaims our lack of trust in our God, the God of abundance who is with us even in scarcity. Come, let us reason together. Let us come before God in a spirit of confession, bringing before God the places we have lacked that trust, the things we have done or left undone in this week, for which we seek God's forgiveness. Let us pray first in silence, then together and aloud, with a prayer printed in your bulletin. Let us pray. continuing in prayer. Almighty God, light of the world, you cause light to shine out of darkness in the advent of Jesus our Christ. You continually open to us the ways we are to prepare. We confess our unwillingness to see the light and to walk in your ways. We have not always opened our eyes to the needs of others, and our feet have wandered from the paths of love, justice, and peace. We ask that the Spirit of Christ be born anew within us, that our hearts may be stirred to glorify the Nativity with all our lives. Amen. Let us continue now in a spirit of confession as we remain seated while singing, I Lift My Eyes Up, our song of confession this morning, which will be projected. Hear the good news. Who is in a position to condemn? Only Christ. And Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Friends, believe this good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. This is a time in our worship where we gather together our hearts in prayer, and I know that this is a praying congregation, and I know you are already praying. I can feel it. Let us join together in prayer, bringing the prayers of our lives, joys and concerns, as we finish out Thanksgiving and enter into the Advent season. Are there prayers this morning?
Last week, Walter was not able to get the chemo treatment, but he's going to have it tomorrow, and I think he's in shape to do that. I have a thankfulness in my heart. I took my car to Midas yesterday because we thought the tailpipe might be loose. It wasn't the tailpipe, but the guy there told me I had a bubble in my tire and it needed to be replaced immediately or I could have a blowout. So I checked my papers on the tire that I'd gotten at Sam's Club. It had a month more to go on the warranty. So I got an adjustment and I got 4 new Michelin tires for half price. But I am so thankful to the guy at Midas who didn't have to notice that he noticed that and really saved my life and the life of people that I drive around.
Very good.
Well, we still have turkeys left in our refrigerators or making soup or whatever we're doing. I would like for us to remember the indigenous peoples who were here in the Americas way before we ever found our way from whence we all came. Most Native Americans are still marginalized in our society and are on reservations living in poverty.
Thanks, Suzanne. Others, prayers this morning. Do you have a prayer for us?
I would like to pray for my brother that's in the hospital right now because he's having trouble with his breathing today.
Dylan was in Memorial Hospital ER last night with asthma, and he came home and had to go right back immediately to Hasbro this morning. He's in trauma right now, so you pray for him that he doesn't have to get intubated. He's pretty bad, so thank you.
Prayers for Dylan, certainly, in this hour.
I have a joy. About a month ago, I requested prayers for my parents for finding a job and some sort of financial security, and my dad has recently received a full-time job with benefits and everything, so they are, I think, able to go into this Christmas season with a lighter heart. So, joy for that.
Joys for McCall's parents in this new start and new job.
I'd like prayers for my nephew, Jack, who's been going through some problems. I'll leave it at that. This is the son of my brother who recently went through cancer surgery, and so pray for the family as well. Thanks.
So prayers for all of Mike's family and Jack, and particularly in this time.
I have a joy. My nephew and his wife just had their second daughter a few weeks ago. Her name is Scarlett Eden. And I was able to fly home and meet everybody for Thanksgiving, and she's a beautiful little girl and a great sleeper. Thank God.
Scarlett Eden. Wonderful. New birth.
Joy for your anniversary this weekend.
Yes. Yes, tomorrow is Andrew's and my 24th wedding anniversary. We were going to celebrate it overnight tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Tell God thank you to see the Thanksgiving. Because I don't know I will see the Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But through a mercy, through a goodness, I see the Thanksgiving. I tell everybody thank you for your prayer, for your support. And somebody sick now to go to emergency. Jesus, I want you brought to cover him right now. How you cover me? Father, we tell you thank you for your mercy. The 2012 coming. Father, we don't know where inside. Christmas coming, New Year coming. Father, we want you to cover all where you blood. Because without you, we can't do nothing for ourselves. Have mercy upon us, Lord Jesus. Because we are your children, Lord Jesus. Let me love one another. Let me have mercy for one another. Open your heart. Let your heart clean. Let God enter inside. Because 2012 coming. We don't know where inside. Only God knows. Let cover all with your blood. Let cover all with your blood, Lord. Let cover all. Take the sickness away. Take the death away, Father. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you. Present all our family and far and near. We present them to you. Heal every one of them. Cover every one of them. We present our children. We are going to school, Lord, Father. You care them, bring them back. We husband, we wife, we are going to school. Father, always be with them, Lord. Father, we tell you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, because you have mercy upon us. Through your mercy, through your goodness, and we pass it through, Lord Jesus. Cover all where you brought, Lord. Dear Father, we thank you. We praise you, we magnify you. For Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen. No one prays like Beatrice.
Good morning.
It's a joy to be worshiping with you this morning. Always feel very welcome here. We are going to be traveling home today right after worship, so we pray for safe travels. And also, we'd like to be kept in your prayers. We're still struggling to find a new church family in Delaware, so thank you.
It's great to have Dan and Ebi back with us, even for just a Sunday. Great to see you.
I would like to pray for one of my best friends. He's now taking operations on larynx. He's diagnosed as larynx cancer, so I'm sorry for him. I want to pray for him, and I wish God will him help him out of trouble, and he will become healthy soon.
Thank you. What is his name? Shinsing. Shinsing? Yeah. Shinsing's prayer on his larynx right now. Nathan.
Good morning. I want to thank God for the miracle for my daughter when she born before 1 month. She is now normal and healthy, but keeping follow-up with doctors. And I want to thank all the church, the pastors, what they did, and all the help that give, and all the people here who pray for us. Thank you so much.
Wonderful to have you in worship this morning. Melinda. Let's see. Can you pass that down?
I have a joy. I thank God every day for the new family that I have here and showing me the way back home. And also I'm very grateful that I was at Chris's for Thanksgiving instead of being home alone. Since my children are all off someplace, others and my son being in Afghanistan, I did get a phone call on Thanksgiving, so that's a blessing, and I know that he's safe, and I'm really grateful and thankful for that, and I love you, and I pray for your husband also.
And prayers for Myra's father is in the hospital with pneumonia following the stroke that he had a couple of weeks ago. In Guatemala.
What's that? One more.
Oh. Sorry.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, I just want us all to thank God for this church. Today, I don't belong here. I belong here, but I don't live here. And anytime I come, I see new faces. That tells me that God is using the leaders to bring people into his house. So let's thank God, being Thanksgiving Day for this church.
Amen.
Thank you. One more for Gladys.
I'd like to ask for prayers for our family. One of our aunties back home passed last Tuesday. And he's got only one son, and the son is in Libya. So lots of prayers for him and the family.
We thank God for a new grandson
His name is very difficult to pronounce for New Englanders. His name is Carr Gabriel Vanderbaan. The second prayer that I ask you for is for Monica. She undergoes another treatment for her neck and her wrist, and we ask your continued prayers.
Prayers for Monica and for this new arrival and the chance that Monica and that they got to go see him.
We continue to pray this as well this week for Terry Shields, who is in the hospital, and for Nick, who's with us. Let us pray this morning. Eternal God, for whom all people wait and search, even when they don't realize it, we cry out to you today for a live and present word. You have blessed us abundantly, and on this Thanksgiving weekend, we pause to give you great thanks. Help us to be a thankful people, O God, for too often we believe that lie that we deserve all the good things we have received. Help us instead to accept the blessings of your hand with all thanks and praise. As this season of hustle and bustle begins anew with crowded stores and rude shoppers, with impatient drivers and frayed generosity, center us again in you. Lead us to sanctify and set aside time to be with you in these days, that in your love we may learn love, that in your light we may see more clearly how we are called to live. We ask this day for your special care and concern for all who travel, for those who are with us this weekend as a special treat, especially Dan and Ebi, and for those who are away from us, that you would bring them back to us in safety and joy. We remember this weekend all who are far from home, moving as immigrants or refugees, for our military overseas, especially Melinda's family, for those who are in the mission field, far or near, for students of all ages. We lift up to you this day, O Lord, all who are in special need of healing at this time, for Terry in the hospital bed, and for Nick as he cares for her. For Andrew, taken this day by ambulance, O Lord, be with him. Work through hands of doctors. We pray for Chris and the whole Foster family as they wait and watch. For Myra's father. For Dylan in the hospital this day, give him courage. One of your little lambs, bring him through this time, we pray. For Walter facing a chemo treatment. For Shinsing with a larynx problem. For Brooke's nephew, Jack, going through these hard times, and his brother, Mike. Lord, we lift up Monica and the treatment she has coming up. We turn over these prayers and those that are only in our hearts to you this day, knowing that you are the great physician and healer. In hope, we entrust our cares to you. Lord, we lift up Gladys and her family as they mourn this recent death. O God, for the changes of the season which we see and feel all around us as the air turns colder and the days get shorter, we remember all those who are living outside in these conditions, for the homeless and the helpless, for those who seek justice and change and who have been led to sleep out in tents here in our city. We lift them up to you. We thank you, God, that you are the host of a great banquet, and that you invite us in to celebrate with you. For the special joys in our lives this day, we give you thanks. For a new job for McCall's parents. For Andrew and Chris's anniversary. For a new niece for Judy, Scarlett Eden. For a new grandson for Lee and Monica, Ka or Carr. For Beatrice in her faith and passion and witness. For Melinda and the joy of her being here with us today, and for Thanksgiving well spent. For Veen and the Wadia family, continuing to give thanks to you, O God, for baby Miriam, a miracle in our midst. We lift these prayers to you, O God, and join our voices and hearts with believers in every time and place who pray together the prayer your Son, Jesus, taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I'd like to invite all the children to come forward at this time. Come on down to the front. All the children, come on up. You can find a spot on the pew or on the ground. Plenty of room, plenty of room. Hey, Elliot, will you move that brown pad onto that? Come on down, come on down. Whoa. There's a lot of you guys today. Hey there. Come on in. Okay. Here we go. Everybody in? Everybody in? Okay. All right, I want to try something out with you today. Was there more? Okay, they're here. I want to try something with you today. Are you ready for it? It's like an imagination game. So I want you all to close your eyes. Can you close your eyes? And take your hand and put it over your eyes. Put your hand over your eyes so you can't see anything. Both eyes, please. Both eyes. Okay. You can't? Okay. But put your hand on your eyes. Okay. What do you see with your eyes closed? Black? Nothing? What do you see? Close those eyes, please. What do you see?
Nothing.
Nothing? Anybody see anything? Darkness, what do you see? Orange blotches. Yeah, interesting. What do you see? You see your hand? Okay. Yeah. Okay, so. You see a bot? Oh, that's weird. Okay. Yeah, so when you close your eyes, guys, when you close your eyes and you cover them with your hand, you sort of see darkness for a while. You almost see nothing, but then, like you're saying, it's like peekaboo. That's right. And then you start to see something, almost like little light, like little shapes. Your mind sort of imagines things, but you can't see them because your eyes are closed and your hand's over them. But now open your eyes and take your hand off. And what do you see? You see everything. Take a look at this. Take a look at this. Look out here. Look out here. Please don't blow the candle. No, we're not playing that game. All right, so here's a candle. So now what do you see with this candle? Look at the light. A lightsaber? What do you see? Fire. What do you use a candle for? What do people use a candle for? Yeah, what do you see? So there could be light in the dark. For birthdays on a cake, good. Smells, there's smells in candles. Decoration. To build, yeah, maybe. What do you think? What do you think, yeah. Advent candles, Christmas lights, all these things we use a candle for. Because when we have our eyes closed and our hand, it's all dark, we can't see. But then, when we see a candle, we're reminded of light. And we can see things we couldn't see before. Do you guys know that we're starting a time in the church called Advent? And in Advent, remember this candle up here? This is an Advent wreath. And every week, we light a different candle. And the reason we light a candle is because it reminds us that when things seem very dark and you can't see very well, Jesus comes into the world like a light, like a candle being lit in the dark. Like when the electricity's out at your house and you have to turn on a candle, light a candle. Jesus comes to us at Christmas time just like that, bringing light to things we couldn't see before. So I'm going to send you down to your classes here in a minute, but first we're going to pray, okay? Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for being the light of the world. We hope and pray that we can continue to be your disciples, the ones you ask to be lights for other people around us. In your name we pray, amen. Amen. The We Believe class today is going to stay upstairs. There's no We Believe class today, but the godly players can go downstairs at this time. The family room is open if you've got a little one who needs to move.
Before we begin, I'd just like to say thank you to the congregation for the 30 coats and some other assorted items that Pastor Chris and I were able to take down to the Winter Coat Exchange on Friday. So thank you, everyone, for that. Our Old Testament lesson comes to us today from Psalm 80. Give ear, O Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You who are enthroned upon cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us the scorn of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. The New Testament lesson comes to us today from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind. Just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
How well have you
Will you pray with me? Gracious Lord, you gift us with the joy and the hope of community, of your word to us, spoken through the ages, renewed again in this new year, this new season. Bless now our hearts as we open them to your word, that the words we hear might be your words alone, as we gather here in your spirit to be led by your power. In Christ we pray. Amen. The Advent season opens with a word of hope. Can you hear it in the worship passages that we read this morning? Did not read the worship passage, the lectionary passage of Mark's gospel, which is actually part of the crucifixion story and is a little less hopeful than these other two. However, it was a moment of serendipity to realize that the Advent hymn that I chose actually is a tune to a Lenten hymn and to the Palm Sunday hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. The Advent lectionary this year opens up with these words from Paul's gospel to the church at Corinth. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. As we heard last week in the end of our Apostles' Creed series, which was also preaching from Corinthians, Corinth was at that time anything but peaceful, anything but graceful. The church itself was rocked with division, with each person asserting the superiority of their gifts. It was a center of commerce and activity and all kinds of wrestling for power. It was not a gentle time. And yet, in that moment, to that community, Paul writes, "Grace to you and peace from God and the Lord Jesus Christ." As we look at the way that our society interprets Christmas, skipping totally over of Advent and too much over Thanksgiving, it too seems anything but gentle. The stores were advertising Christmas this year before Halloween had even happened. Before we know it, we'll be advertising Christmas with the Easter Bunny. When our family went out to dinner early this week, the waitress apologized that they would be playing Christmas carols on the loudspeaker in the restaurant. She said, "It's too early for that." And I noticed in Target on Wednesday that Black Friday shopping began on Wednesday this Thanksgiving week. It seems to come earlier and earlier each year with no sense of the anticipation that we try to maintain as we center in to community, as we center in to Advent. And the sense of Thanksgiving, that wonderful holiday, can get lost in the rush to Christmas. Even Thanksgiving was not a peaceful time, as you heard in our prayers this morning, as we think of the Native Americans who suffered under the new immigrants. Yet this lectionary passage for the first week of Advent is about Thanksgiving, calling us back to times of grace and peace, reminding us of the great gift of God in Jesus Christ, who is the source of all of our gifts, stating without hesitation that God is faithful. And Paul reminds us in these opening words that we are to remember that. He reminds us that at the beginning of Advent is Thanksgiving. Abraham Lincoln wrote in his Thanksgiving Proclamation, which established the holiday in October of 1863, which you may remember if you watched the Charlie Brown Christmas or the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special this week, reminds us that we were the first country in the world to proclaim a national day of thanks. But remember those times. The middle of the Civil War, when Lincoln wrote, "But we have forgotten God, We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us, and we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that the blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, Lincoln writes, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God who made us. This passage of Corinthians invites us back into the wonder of thanksgiving, leading us into Advent and God's presence with us, to be a thankful people as we wait expectantly for Christ to come again in this new year. For Advent is the beginning of the Christian New Year. The Advent passages for this season are filled with reminders that life is fleeting and that we need to take every opportunity to be thankful and to call upon the Lord. For the day of our Lord is coming, and we live in anticipation of a Christ who will come to us in this season, that no matter where we have been, new lives and the power of Christ is ours. Advent is a time to remember, according to the passage in Corinthians, the abundance of the gifts that we have been given by God, of life itself, sometimes even in the midst of very challenging times. Advent is a time of wonder, a time when Paul encourages us to remember those gifts of God, the enrichment in Christ in speech and knowledge of every kind, testimony of Christ strengthened among the people. We are not lacking, Paul writes, in any spiritual gift as we wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthening us to the end. Gifts abundant. It is good to remember these gifts to the community as we enter into this season of Advent. And this is where you depart from the sermon. As I was preparing for this sermon this week, I thought it is so easy to preach when you see the blessings every moment of your life. A blessing this week of not only the 30-plus coats that we delivered on Friday, but the dozen or so people from this congregation who helped to fill and carry 460 boxes for Camp Street. The gathering together in worship across denominations, the incredible energy of the stewardship campaign last week as we listed out so easily 36 reasons that we're thankful to be in ministry together in this place. And I thought to myself, yeah, but how will this hit the people who are struggling, where life is not perfect, where life is not good? Pastor Dave asked me right before we came in here and about 2 minutes after I found out my husband was headed to the hospital in an ambulance and I needed to rearrange Sunday school and choir and all kinds of other things as well as whether I wanted to preach this sermon. And I do. I do want to preach this sermon because I believe this sermon. From the Advents I have experienced in ministry in congregations, I know too much that Advent and Christmas are often very difficult times for people. It's often hard to be thankful for the gifts of God when one is overwhelmed in difficult personal circumstances. And we all know those people. Perhaps we are even those people in this moment. And in the worry of our world situation, with wars still raging and inequality still waiting to be addressed, hunger, homelessness, where is the wonder of Christmas and Advent hope in the face of all this? Paul's words to us this day in 1 Corinthians do not stop with an exhortation to be thankful and celebrate the gifts of God on the surface. They end with these words, God is faithful. By him you are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. An old seaman once said, "In fierce storms, we can do but one thing. There is only one way to survive. We must put the ship in a certain position and keep her there." Commenting on this idea, Richard Fuller wrote, "This, Christian, is what you must do. Sometimes, like Paul, you can see neither sun nor stars, and no small tempest lies on you. Reason cannot help you. Past experience give you little light. Only a single course is left. You must stay upon the Lord. And come what may, winds, waves, cross seas, thunder, lightning, frowning rocks, roaring breakers, no matter what, you must lash yourself to the helm and hold fast your confidence in God's faithfulness and his everlasting love of Jesus Christ. God is faithful, and we are called into fellowship with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the promise of Advent and the source of our grace and peace. We are not alone. If we choose to, we can walk with God and with others who seek God even into the rush of the holiday season. We can turn ourselves away from those things which take us away from God and turn toward those things which simplify and enhance our celebrations. Think in these beginning days of Advent, what are the things which discourage your spirit and the wonder of the season? How can you change any of those things or resolve to do them differently this year, maybe even in just one small way? Listen to this season and the scriptures and the message of hope, peace, love, and joy that are ours in the Advent season. The wonderful thing about the way that Advent comes each year is that we are invited to reinvent this coming of Christ into our own lives each and every year. And it can be different each and every year, starting with this one. God is coming to us and offering ways that we can remember that together in the weeks ahead more simply, in fellowship with one another, looking for God. Perhaps in the simple music of Tisay worship this Wednesday. Perhaps in joining together with others next Saturday to help decorate together for the season. We don't rush around here to put those decorations up Thanksgiving weekend. Perhaps in concrete ways of mission that take us out of ourselves to care for the issues of our day with others in our community, as Murray invited us this morning. We are a people richly blessed, and our Advent begins with that Thanksgiving, a Thanksgiving that we can live together. And so let us begin this new church year to keep the focus on the grace and peace of our Lord, to be thankful, to recognize the gifts that we have been given in that grace and peace of our Lord, and to depend on our Lord, who is ever faithful and present to us. Christmas comes and goes, but the grace and peace of our Lord God abide forever. Amen.
Rise and join me in the affirmation of faith. In life and in death, we belong to God through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God,
and the communion of the Holy Spirit. We trust in the one triune God, the Holy One of Israel, whom alone we worship and serve. In gratitude to God, empowered by the Spirit, we strive to serve Christ in our daily tasks and to live holy and joyful lives, even as we watch for God's new heaven and new earth, praying, "Come, Lord Jesus." With believers in every time and place, we rejoice that nothing in life or in death can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Here in the fourth Sunday of November and the final in our series of talking about stewardship, I'd like to invite Elder Mark Weber forward to share with us a little bit about what stewardship means to him.
Hi, my name is Mark Weber, and I'm an elder on the Outreach Steering Committee. You've already heard from Kwame and Jenny and Nancy and others talk about the importance of stewardship and where your tithes or offerings and your offerings are going in the church. And although Chris and Dave have asked me to talk about stewardship, I really don't like stewardship. I don't like the subject. Let's be realistic. We're tired of hearing about it. Realistically, no one really likes to talk about it. It reminds us of fast-talking televangelists or the endless NPR fundraiser. And I'm willing to bet that many of you have been tuning out as these people have come up and have talked about stewardship. So I'm going to talk about something I really do like. Since I've got the microphone, I want to talk about Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving for so many reasons, but primarily for the opposite reasons that the retail industry really likes it. To retailers, Thanksgiving has become simply Black Friday Eve. This year, as will surely become a trend, many retailers even jumped the gun and celebrated the start of Black Friday weekend on Thursday, Thanksgiving. Don't get me wrong, I'm a proponent of anything that'll jumpstart the economic engine. But fundamentally, however, Thanksgiving is about being thankful. Thankful for the blessings the Lord has provided us. Thankful for the food on the table. Thankful for the friends and family around us. And thankful for the blessings the Lord will provide in the future. It really is the humblest of holidays, as it allows us to look around at everything we already have and to be thankful for those things. At its roots, Thanksgiving is a celebration of food, family, community, and the blessings that each provide. One of the best things about Thanksgiving is that there are no ambiguities that we Christians must wrestle with at Christmas. It's simply a day to recognize and celebrate the amazing blessings already all around us. While we look at our blessings, however, we also need to look around at our neighbors. This past week, many of our members packed nearly 500 boxes of food with the good folks at Camp Street Ministries. Several weeks ago, a few members worked on new homes in partnership with Habitat for Humanity. There are PPC members who are involved with RIOP, working to improve low-income neighborhoods around the city. There are members working in all different avenues to support our community and our neighbors. The truth is, while we all have blessings in abundance, there are those who are less fortunate, and they need our help. It's hard to believe that right here, right around the corner, in the midst